you follow those threads, that web of connections, and the massive cluster of connections in the gymnasium to your left, and some of those strands go off into the city, and one of them goes close by, down a level. That's the one that you need to follow, and it goes down into the darkness.
It's almost like there's like these visual threads of light in like a dark void.
Mm-hmm. And that one seems to disappear into the void, almost like a cluster of darkness down there.
Park has explored just about every inch of the school, and I think he knows a way to get to the bowels of the school.
Sure. So he goes down past lecture halls, past the cafeteria, past the medical office, principal's office, into the basement, the place where only the janitors go. And he knows that there's a way out down there and an exit into the level below the school, the main grounds of the school. And following that thread, following that lead, he ends up down there. The space below is dark. It's the a space that is pretty much just used by ply speeders and maintenance and garbage speeders and parts of Coruscant that the upper levels try not to think about. And he feels close. He knows his brothers are down here. Is he wearing a suit yet?
I think as soon as he passed the custodial offices, which are empty today because it's Saturday, he yep. felt like he had enough privacy to put his suit on without making a spectacle of Park putting his suit on. Yeah, Park's got a couple butterbugs, his little drones, his little battle moons. He's gonna put two of them to work. One each installing, what's that? He's marked, so I have five of them.
They're useless.
Oh, you mean this is the only function they could possibly...
They have two things, mechanics and melee.
The melee is so funny. What do they have, like a little zap?
It's called micro tools and drills.
Oh, so they can drill people?
Yeah.
For like one damage?
For not good damage, yes. Mm.
Okay, Park is going to put his butterbugs to work trying to install these chips that Manny so generously provided to him.
They get to work. They zip around the back of Park's helmet, and the whirring and buzzing is loud, and I think Park takes a little nick from a little laser as one of them's working. You're going to take one strain.
Be careful, guys.
Which one did you pick?
I picked the one that involved
darkness.
Yeah.
So yeah, they installed, they upgraded the optic suite. And as Park goes down into this lower level, I think his vision in front of him goes from real color, real darkness to a green sort of night vision, as you can see all around him. And as they get this second system, Manny's system, installed, he feels sort of a buzzing like throughout the suit, and it settles down after a second, and it's the some stabilizers that I think he installed in the arms and legs. The threads that he feels in the forest connecting living beings, he suddenly feels one almost connecting himself to the suit, that living portion of the suit, the spider silk and microbes from the space between worlds. You get four more strain.
Like, I just have four more strain, or I get
your, your strain threshold goes up by four.
Oh, that's great. Are the microbes?
They're not midichlorians. Manny gave you a biofeedback system.
Wow. That's awesome.
And Park finds himself in front of what looks like an abandoned police building.
So, yeah, Park looks around this, the exterior of this battered and destroyed police station.
Precinct.
What's the weather like? I'm just curious.
You cannot see the sky.
We're a little bit low.
Yeah, I think there was a light drizzle up top. So you can hear the dripping of water here and there, but anything that's coming down is just runoff from the levels above.
Okay. Park is going to enter quietly. Maybe, can I do like, upon entry, do a perception check assisted by my, I don't know if my new stuff adds any perception.
It means you're not going to have any setbacks.
For looking around perception wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, do no setbacks?
Use shroud.
Kinda. I mean, that's the thing, is I want to enter stealthily and do perception check, but maybe the order of operations should begin with stealth. So let me look up my shroud talent.
Spend a destiny point to mask your abilities.
As
mask yourself in the force.
Okay, I'm going to use shroud. I'm going to spend my destiny point. And I'm going to, let's see, mask myself, make my force powers indetectable.
So you can have, let's give you an upgrade for that for your stealth check. So your stealth check's still going to be against two reds.
My stealth is very good, but two reds is still two reds.
But you get to turn a green into a yellow.
Anything else?
Any reasons you might have a boost besides the talent that gives you a boost on your stealth checks?
Nah, I'll just roll this.
Boost for darkness. Come on.
Boost for darkness?
You're in the dark.
Okay, fine. I'm taking it. I got one success and three advantages. That's not a great roll.
You've not been doing very many great rolls.
I started today off really strong when I was fighting like an unbeatable God Jedi that I couldn't beat. And now I'm trying to like sneak around and like install software and I can't do it.
What do you want to do with your three advantages? You get in through the door. This place looks like it was almost burned down at one point. There's charred walls. The plastics of the walls and floors look bubbled up and melted in places. You got a swarm of five little droids spinning around your head.
I want to pass my stealth onto three of these droids, and I want three of these droids to head off in different directions throughout this precinct.
Okay.
Seems like I probably needed like a triumph to get like I would like to have like live feed streamed into my helmet or something.
Yeah, that's probably too much to do right now.
Okay. Well, that also sounds like very advanced for even the Star Wars. The Star Wars universe doesn't have a ton of stuff like that.
Yeah.
So maybe Park is just getting like a signal from each of these three little battle drones as they do a very stealthily. That's the noise that they make. But it's stealthy.
They move off, staying close to the ground. And go off around different corners. One of them goes up through a hole in the ceiling to check out the floor above, and the others go off to the left and the right, one going off and down to the floor below. Park is staying stealthy. There are still two butterbugs nearby. What's his plan?
Park does not know that much about the Force. So just showing up to a random place and thinking it's the right place.
He knows a little bit about the Force.
That's quite a big...
Anames loves to talk about the Force. And he met her for a little while.
Okay. So he knows a little bit about it. But he's mostly a scientist. I mean, not a... He's a scientific thinker. He believes in science. Just showing up to a random place and expecting it to be the right one takes a lot of faith in the Force and his abilities. So he's hoping this is the right place and is cautiously optimistic. So that was my stealth check. Now I'm going to do a perception check. I'm going to look for clues, footprints, signs of anybody being here recently. And while he does so, he's going to quietly walk through this place.
It's going to be hard. It's going to have two boosts.
Why am I getting two boosts?
For reasons.
I got two successes and one threat.
You got a two boost because there are two chaotic children. And with your perception check as you move into this place and your butterbugs move off in different directions, you spot signs that somebody has been through here very recently. Months or years old, soot and dust cover the floor, and you can see paths made in them recently. You spot footprints, because one of those successes was on a boost, of a young person.
Okay.
And heading off in the direction that they are going in, you begin to hear whimpers from a room. And that connection, the thread connecting you to your younger brothers is so strong it's almost visible to Park. But so is that darkness.
Park is going to try and cautiously make his way into this room to retrieve one of his brothers.
So Park is going to try to quietly move into this room. And as he peeks around the door, he sees the back of this person in black and gray. Their shining armor dull in the dust and gloom of this place. You can see the lightsaber strapped to the back of their belt. And he sees his brothers huddled in a corner.
Where are my bugs at?
One is directly above. One is in the basement, and one is in an adjacent room. The other two are like little moons around Park's head.
One's above us, one's in the basement. Where's the other one?
An adjacent room.
I have an idea. I want to communicate to my bugs.
How do you do that?
As I've established via... I was doing this in the Blendin episode we just recorded. Everything's on a little watch type thing.
It's built into the suit.
Huh. I guess if it's built into the suit, maybe it's almost like there's like a couple of buttons accessible like almost on the wrist. It's like if you've used a projector and there are like only like five buttons, but used correctly, you can like do complicated things with them.
Mm-hmm. I think on the inside of his helmet, he can see the like. It's probably a little, just a little, like a line drawing, little outline of each remote in a row.
Yep.
They're all green now that they're active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Red when they're not active.
Yeah.
He is going to, he's going to use one of these drones to cause a distraction, a noise-based distraction.
Okay.
That basement drone, it's going to push over a mop or a chair or something like that. He's going to communicate that to it. And his hope is that make a little noise down there, send the baddie down there.
So downstairs, I think you signal to your remote and it knocks into a glass bottle that's laying, a broken bottle laying in a prison cell down there. And you
see... Does it like knock like once every like 2 seconds, like dink?
No, I think it sort of knocked it over and it rolled. like one sound so that to just to distract this person, and they look off to the right and then leave the room.
I think it's one of those things where Park hears the noise and like ducks behind the door the instant that it opens and someone travels out of it.
What's Park gonna do?
He's gonna enter the room and try and get his brothers out in the very short amount of time window that he has just created.
I think I unfortunately need like a leadership check or something from Park to get these scared kids to follow him.
Yep, his leadership is not great. I'm going to ask for a boost because he's going to try and emulate the heroes on the heroes on the hollow channels that his brothers watch.
Okay.
Which is Mando Man.
Yeah, he's gonna do a Mando Man impression.
This is a lot of work for me for one boost to do a man.
What do you say?
Kids, I'm here to help you. You need to get out of here right now. Follow me, follow my lead. Stay true and honest, and victory will prevail.
You can have a boost. Any other boosts?
I can't think of anything else.
It's going to be against a red and a purple.
I'm going to have to get very lucky. Leadership. Okay, so they're going to be scared if I fail.
Yeah.
Just going to have to get really lucky. Two successes and one threat.
They say, lucky.
The way is this.
Yeah, yeah. The way is this. This way. Let's go.
They both get up and look around the corner where the bad guy went and follow you.
We're going to try and get as close to the front door, the entrance, as we can.
You begin to exit the building, and I'll flip another dark side, because as you get to the door out, you see one of the butterbugs on your heads-up display go red.
All right, guys, a little faster. Make and your way towards the light.
You hear from somewhere in the building,
"I know you're here. Come out, little hero."
Can I say that he succeeded in leadershipping them out? Can he say, "All right, you two, the way is this. Now head back to your families. If you go straight and make a left, you're going to find a door that's going to bring you back up to wherever you left them. Leave this guy to me."
"Okay, mister."
And you see them run off in that direction that you told them to, and you turn back into the space, and you see at the end of the hall a almost curtain of darkness, and the red blade of a lightsaber slowly ignites.
"Well done, Park."
Connie stands with her bird next to her in a small copse of trees. A flock of sky grazers flies overhead. As you look at this encampment, you can see tents. You can see at least two clone troopers and a number of other people in white jackets. Shiny, plasticky white jackets.
The scientists from Coruscant for the disease. That's what this is. Yeah?
But there's that machinery.
Yeah, what's that machinery?
As you have gotten closer, it is loud. You can hear whirring and crunching. The machines themselves have these tall, like tube sort of spire kind of things poking out of them. And the smoke comes from an engine. You can see just as you lift your binoculars and one of these people lifts open a flap of one of these tents, you can see something spinning in there. You can see other people with small gadgets like data pads and things that look like monoculars on tripods looking out over the plains.
This is weird.
And I'll flip my dark side point. Because as you are looking, you see off in the far, far distance the silhouette of a new class transport coming in this direction.
Flatten myself with against the tree.
You can see its two wings pointing off down to either side, and it's sort of a boxy shape. And you can hear its engine rumbling as it gets closer.
Just gonna continue to observe as it lands and see what comes out.
As you observe, I would like a vigilance check.
It's gonna be that stupid cat again.
Yeah, you can go ahead and guess how difficult it is.
I'm gonna roll a force die with this, because I am observing the enemy, so I would like to, you know that there aren't any clone troopers sneaking up on me.
Keeping your senses open.
Yeah, keeping my senses open. Here, you can...
You
can have that, and I'm gonna upgrade it. Roll dice. Hey, 2 successes, 4 threats, and 2 light sides. So let's downgrade those threats to 2 threats.
2 threats. Okay. You hear it coming this time. You are aware that it is behind you at a greater distance than it was when you noticed it last time. I'd say it's at long range when you notice that it is there.
I'm going to turn around and look directly at it.
As you look directly at it, it's difficult to spot. You can see its eyes poking out from behind the tall grass. And as it looks at you, and you look at it, you can see the flick of a tail above the grass, a black tail.
Just what do you want?
You can see that it's crouched behind the grass. Tail flicks back again.
I see you. You stay over there, because I don't want to draw my lightsaber where those guys can see it. And I can tell you that I'm going to be a lot nicer to you than they would be.
Those threats.
Yeah.
You say you don't want to draw your lightsaber. You hear the sound of one igniting. Distant.
I don't want to take my attention off of the ghost cat.
You hear shouts from the encampment.
Don't you, Griffin, pounce on me. And I'm going to turn and look at the encampment.
And you see it, the tall shape of Master Jeeva. Brown cloaks and long, dark hair. His purple lightsaber ignited as he reflects blaster bolts back at the 2 clones that are firing at him.
What is he doing?
2 more clones come out of one of the tents. The ship that is coming in, you can hear the engines whir as it speeds its descent. Jeeva slashes at the first clone trooper, swings at the second, relieving him of his head. He pushes the science team using the force into the tents, into the machinery, and you hear them hit it hard as they slump to the ground. He reflects the last few shots directly back at the 2 clone troopers and gets aboard the ship that is on the ground. You hear the swish, swish of a tail in the grass behind you.
Sit closer.
It might be slightly out of the grass now, yeah.
A
couple feet closer.
I am going to turn around very quickly and cross the distance between us with a snarl. My hands in the claws. I guess I'm trying to intimidate this thing to leave me alone.
You want to roll coercion?
I guess.
Against this giant cat?
Yeah.
How's your coercion?
It's 2 green. I get a boost die because I'm interacting with the beast.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna have to flip a dark side point so that it's at least somewhat of a challenge. It's going to be against 1 red.
Okay. Well, I flipped back for a yellow and a green and a boost die and a red. I'm going to add a force die for that, like, just sort of projecting of feelings and thoughts towards this creature of, like, basically of just, like, I am a much scarier predator than you are.
Okay.
Let's see how this goes. Three successes, one advantage, and one light side pip.
It leans back, its ears go flat, and its tail swishes in the air behind it. And then it stands up from its crouch, looks at you. What do you want to do with your advantages?
Is it my pet now?
Maybe a little.
I want to reach out and touch it, pet it, ruffle the fur on its head.
Its fur is softer than you think it would be.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it does not react badly to you reaching out and touching it.
Want to help me confront a curmudgeonly Jedi Master?
It walks next to you.
Cool. Going down to that encampment.
The other ship is close, coming in fast. You can see that the bays on the bottom of it are open. And you have a view where you can see that there's a squadron of clone troopers ready to drop down.
How much is a squadron? Like 20?
That's an actual question that there is an actual answer to.
Yeah.
10.
Nice.
Probably with some sort of leadership. So maybe 11.
Yeah, it's a bit intimidating. But, you know, honestly, this was going to come sooner rather than later. It's been 2 weeks already. So, yeah.
So you hear the first shuttle's engines turning on over the machinery that is still pounding away at the ground. As you get closer, you can see that whatever it is, it's drilling down. You see this other ship coming in. It will be here in about a minute. What is Connie doing?
I'm going for the first ship as it's powering on, I guess.
This ship is a smaller shuttle, not a variety that you've really encountered before, but of similar design with the two lower wings. This one has a top wing as well, sort of giving it a triangle shape. And boarding it, you can hear these sounds of the click, click, click of toggles in the cockpit, and the sounds of buttons being pushed and things being moved around as Master Jeeva gets it ready to take off from the ground.
Do you mind if I hitch a ride with you?
You hear his intake of breath as he turns and looks at you. I do, actually.
Okay, and why would that be?
I have an important task ahead of me, one I must do alone.
So you're just going to take off and leave this planet?
I am.
And strand me on it?
Yes. New perception check.
I'm not going to.
Average with a setback because you're in the middle of conversation, a stressful situation and a conversation.
Boop. I get to take it back because of keen-eyed.
Cool.
I'm not going to flip. So, doop. Zero successes and a threat.
You do not see the thing that is set on the dashboard, but you feel its influence as you begin to get frustrated by what this person is saying, what this person is implying, that they are more important than you, that they have some mission that you would only mess up. Now, if you would leave, I have places to be.
I don't want to be on this planet any longer than you do. There's a squadron of clone troopers heading this way. Clone troopers that have been...
Why don't you take their ship?
Yeah, sure. Let me go take on 11 clone troopers by myself. I don't even know why they're hunting us.
Special order came in. You weren't with a squadron of stormtroopers at the time. You were lucky. You should have stayed far away from the Republic, this new empire. Ah, yes, I can see from your face that you haven't heard. We're an empire now. There's been a change of hands. The Emperor gave special orders to destroy us, the traitors.
What do you mean?
We are traitors to the Republic. Anybody who aids us is a traitor to the Republic. But I have a special appointment with the Emperor. I'm heading to Coruscant. You're not.
You're heading into the jaws of the beast.
Oh, yes, I am. Because I have a plan.
What lunacy would prompt you to...
Time's ticking.
If how many of us are left?
As far as I know, it's just the two of us.
And the clones took out everybody because we were declared traitors.
You hear the sounds of boots hitting the ground outside.
I'm not leaving. Are we not stronger together? Two is better than one.
I can tell that you're not up to this mission. Maybe when you're older, when you're a master, maybe even a Jedi Knight. Are you a Padawan?
I am a knight. I went through my trials.
You don't look much older than how old my Padawan would be these days.
Well, that's the thing about the war. You get promoted younger and younger.
Well, you're about to learn a hard lesson then. Because the Jedi are dead. You and me, we're something else now.
Connie is going to drop to one knee and ignite her lightsaber into the core of the ship and drag a long line. Hopefully disabling a lot of the systems.
This master draws his lightsaber and ignites it as well. Are you trying to kill us both? Thank you for listening to this episode of Coruscant Knights. Connie was played by Erica Goodwitch. For more from Erica, visit goodwitchstudios.com. Park was played by Doug. For more from Doug, visit voidboy.art. Thank you to AJ for donating for Destiny for this episode. If you like Coruscant Knights and want to support all of Nightcast Creative's shows, please visit us at patreon.com/coruscantknights. Coruscant Knights is produced by Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.